well, well. Here's Mama Bloom's brood. Today we find Papa in his office at the Accello Pictures Corporation in Hollywood. With him are his two sons-in-law, Sidney and Harold. And the three of them are not arguing. Instead, well, listen.
Now, Sidney, how much do you owe me on the last hand?
25 cents.
It's 35?
35? Where do you get that, Pa?
Well, I always got it ever since I learned to count. 25 and 10 are 35, or maybe you'd like to change that around, huh?
Okay, okay. 35 cents it is. Well, here you are.
Mm-hmm. And now when you two financial wizards get through squabbling over a dime, I'd like to hear some bids. I'm out 85 cents.
Uh-huh, so you're out 85 cents, huh? I'm out of my mind from you and Sidney, so what's the difference?
Who's bid?
Mine, don't rush me.
All right, make it snappy, Pa. Sid and I have work to do this afternoon.
Oh, Sidney and you have work to do, so? What little pleasure I get out of being with you two is taking your money away at Pinochle, and you want I should rush through that, huh? Now listen, leave me alone. I got a hot hand to figure.
I haven't.
I still have.
Hey, Sid, you're sure Ma and the girls won't walk in on it?
Oh, no, they went shopping. They won't stop it.
Sidney, when Mama goes shopping, even she doesn't know where she'll end up. And if Mama came in and saw us playing pinochle when we were supposed to be busy working, I'd never hear the last of it.
Well, stop worrying about that, Pa, and bid.
All right, then, 300.
Again? Where'd you get this deck of cards?
From the drugstore. I couldn't find a pinochle deck anyplace else.
You must know the man who makes them. He must have made them just for you, Pa.
Sidney, listen, when I play pinochle, I play it good. That's why I win. No. I bid 300. Are you too deaf?
Your bid, Sid.
310.
Pass.
Sidney, please. Didn't you learn a lesson from the last hand? Are you going to bid against me again?
310 it stays.
310 it stays, he says. Like he's having $1,000,000. All right, Sidney, I'll teach you a lesson. Take it at 310.
I suppose you got everything stopped again, huh?
Mm-hmm. And what do you want me to do? Show you my hand?
Okay, all right. I meld 80 kings.
80 kings, all right.
Two 20s.
Mm-hmm.
A pinochle.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so it makes 160. 160, huh? You got 150 yet to make.
115 cards to make.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute. Here's king and queen of trumps. That gives me 40 more.
All right, so you still got 110 to make. Sidney, for a smart boy, you play pinochle like a schlamiel. No. Is that all you got to meld?
Yep.
Uh-huh. So you was going to make me bid up, huh? You thought I was going to be a fish, huh?
Can you play it out, Sid?
I might as well. Here goes. Oh, that's for you, Pa.
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah?
Mrs. Blue and Mrs. Shitbane are here.
Oh, yeah. All right, tell them to wait a minute.
Who is it, Pa?
It's Mom and Sarah.
Holy smoke, get the cards away.
Oh, gosh, yes. I told Sally I was going to be too busy to go shopping with her this afternoon.
Hey, quick, put the cards under the blotter on the desk.
Yeah, hurry on, Sid.
Baby.
Lucky your secretary called in here.
Sidney, I told you that when Mama goes shopping, she never knows where she'll end up, so I told the girl to tell me when she came in.
Okay, the cards are away.
You are very lucky, Sidney.
Better tell them to come in or they'll think something's funny.
Yes, Mr. Bloom.
Tell Mrs. Bloom and her daughter to come in now.
Yes, sir.
You see, Sidney, when you're married, as long as I am, you'll know how to handle things. Well, hello, Mama. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hiya, honey.
Hello, sweet.
Say, where's Yetta? Didn't she come along?
Oh, she had a lot of bundles, Harold, so she took them home.
Oh, there goes my salary.
Harold, for a married man, you are saying nothing new.
Yeah, I'm glad to sit down. Mine, Poppies is killing me.
Oh, Ma, don't say that.
Don't say what, Sarah?
Poppies for feed.
It's good English. I read it in the magazine.
Well, Mama, what did you do all morning?
we went shopping.
And we got some of the duckiest things for the twins.
She says duckiest, but I shouldn't say poppies. Sarah, ain't sauce for the goose the same as the slander?
The gander, Mama, gander.
All right, Papa, all right. What do you think, old day?
Doing? Aye. Working, Mama, working?
Yeah, that's right, Ma. We've been working hard on the new picture.
Yeah.
How's it coming?
Sidney don't like it.
Why not?
He thinks he's got more than he has got.
Why don't you and Sarah go for a walk around the studios, Ma?
Walk? Sidney, I just got all through walking. Why do you think I am, a heckler?
A hiker, Ma.
All right.
A heckler is someone who annoys somebody else.
So walking right now would annoy me. Well, you and Sidney and Harold go right on doing what you were doing when we came in, Papa.
Huh? Oh,
yeah, Sarah and me just came in to get a load off our dog.
Yeah.
Oh, Ma, I wish you wouldn't use slang. It sounds terrible.
My dogs feel terrible. Go ahead, Papa. You go ahead and work.
Yeah.
Sarah and me will be as quiet as a couple of moose.
Ma, they're shooting some of the new picture on stage 4. Why don't you and Sally walk out and take a look at it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be swell. What do you say, Ma?
Well, I say I'm going to stay right here and relax.
But, Mama, we can't work with everybody sitting around.
Everybody? Since when is Sarah and me everybody?
Why, you're everybody in the world, us, Ma.
Sidney, you shouldn't flatten us.
Sid.
Yeah?
What do you think of the sequence in Hearts of the East where
what?
I guess I was thinking of the wrong picture.
Say, what's the matter with all three of you? What's happened?
Happened? What do you mean, honey?
Well, you said you were busy, but now you can't think of a thing to be busy about.
Well, maybe we're tired.
Oh, sure, that's it. We're tired. We've been in here for an hour.
I guess we'd better go, sir.
No. You're not going. You're not going and leave me alone.
Alone? My papa's being for Sarah and me alone. What do you think we are, insensible?
Invisible, Ma.
We ain't.
Well, say, what did you buy for the twins, Sally?
Harold, you shouldn't ask questions that are off the subject. You and Sidney and Papa are very busy. I don't want it. When Sarah and me come in, you should start working. You should go right ahead with what you were doing, and you shouldn't pay no attention to us. Just act like we ain't in the room.
But we can't do that, Mama.
Well, when you're home at night, Papa, you can act like it without trying. What's different about now?
What's the what? Nothing, Mama. Nothing. Nothing at all. What's so funny, Harold?
No, nothing. I just thought of something.
Secrets he's got to himself.
Say, something's up. I don't know what it is, but all three of you are certainly acting as though, well, like the cat who ate the canary.
Yeah, yes, sir. I was thinking the same thing. Something is very superstitious.
Mommy, you're talking through your hat. When you came in, you just surprised us, that's all.
Sure, that's it, Ma. We weren't expecting you so soon.
And how?
Harold, you're from me.
Jake.
Yes, Becky?
What picture was you talking about when Sarah and me came in?
What picture we were talking about?
Uh-huh.
We was talking... Sidney, for once in your life, ain't you got anything to say?
No, Pa.
Oh, Harold?
Yeah, Pa?
What was the name of the picture we were talking about?
Must be a very good picture. They stopped talking about it for 3 minutes and they forget the name.
Well, Ma and I certainly walked into something, whatever it is.
Oh, now, honey, you don't know what you're talking about.
It seems to me that when you said you were too busy to go shopping with me, you certainly should be able to remember what was going to keep you busy.
Sarah.
What, Ma?
You've got to remember that we are married to big shoots. They've got a lot of things on their brain. Sometimes they're thinking of one thing, and the next minute they jump to something else. All executors is like that. I read in a book once where a man could read and talk at the same time. Only Papa can't do it.
Well, I could if I tried.
Then why ain't you remembering what you was talking about when Sarah and me walked in?
Well, we was talking about 310 different things.
Even our jinx couldn't be doing that.
A genius, Ma. Jinx is bad luck.
Maybe Papa's fault.
You're right, Ma.
Don't call Papa names, Harold.
Well, gee, I didn't. You did.
I'm allowed to call him names. I'm his relative by marriage.
Sarah, why don't you and Ma go and take a look at the Rushes? They should be getting run off about this time.
Yeah.
Like to know why you're so anxious to get rid of us.
Who's anxious? I just thought maybe you'd like to look at the Rushes,
darling. We've been rushing around all morning, Sidney, so it ain't any reason why we should look at anybody else rushing around.
Well, you don't get it, Ma. The Rushes are shots made today. We have prints made of them to see if we need retakes on any of the sequences.
Yeah, I got...
I didn't understand before you explained it to me, and after you've explained it, I'm still in a daze.
Oh, Ma,
it's dazed. I know. I gave it a extra letter. So why shouldn't I? It don't cost me any more to talk more letters.
Yeah. Mama, ain't it time for you to go home and start cooking supper?
Oh, 3 o'clock it is, and already you're hungry, Jake?
Yeah.
You got an appetite like Jake the Giant Killer.
Mm. Well, we've suggested everything for you to do. We can't think of anything else.
Harold, darling, you could suggest until you're blue in the eyes. Sarah and me come in to rest. And we are resting. We are not wanting to go anyplace else. You see, I'm very comfortable.
I am not.
Ain't you sitting down?
I could be sitting down and still be uncomfortable.
Well, I give up. The way you three are acting, you'd think Ma and I were a couple of criminals.
If Papa thinks such a thing, he should have another thing coming. Do you think that, Papa?
I didn't say it, did I?
Well, maybe you were thinking it.
Well, don't blame me for thinking what Sarah says. Sidney, why can't you think of something for Mama and Sarah to do?
I should think of something?
At any other time, you got ideas that come out 5 at a time. But now you ain't even got one little one.
Well, I certainly don't need anyone to tell me when I'm not welcome. Come on, Ma, let's go.
Oh, now, honey, there's nothing for you to get sore about.
No, Ma and I come in here to see you, and you treat us as though...
Like we was convicts. So we will go, Sarah.
Mama, you ain't mad, too.
Did I say it?
No, Mama, but just the same.
There ain't any buts about it, Papa. I ain't mad.
Are you, honey?
Well, I certainly don't feel as though you were glad to see me.
Oh, but I was, dear.
Sure we were. You just took us by surprise. Didn't you say you were going?
Sure we are. Come on, Sarah.
I'll be home early for dinner, honey.
All right. Then maybe I'll find out what this was all about.
So long. We might drop over tonight, Ma.
Yeah. Sarah and Sidney is coming. You boys and Papa can, talk about the new picture.
Sure. We'll continue to talk about the new picture, huh, boy?
Oh, sure. That'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Well, all right. See you later.
Yeah, be home early, Papa.
Sure, Mama, sure.
Goodbye.
Have
a good dinner, darling.
Well, you see, boy, when you are married, as long as I am, you will know just what to do at a time like that. Mama and Sarah didn't find nothing.
If they had, there'd be something stirring. Phew, well, that was close. I couldn't think of a thing to say.
Well, what are we waiting for? Hmm? Let's get started again.
Get the cards from under the blotter.
Okay, give me time.
Papa, boy.
Mama, what are you doing back?
Papa, I'm just dropping back to tell you that I wouldn't be saying a word to Sarah that you was playing pinochle in here.